Log Talk Radio.
Come on, I can't let him get off scot-free. And with the time...
Beef
Soup.
Valentine's Day talent show type thing. Took a liking to it, and at 22 I was like, you know, I'm all in right now.
So like, when did you first
figured, like, yo, this is what I want to do, comedy. Like, I'm going to go, before you even got to the talent show, what did you, when did you know you were funny, like, to take it to that level?
I mean, it was like I was 9 years old. I was one of those little kids that, you know, nobody hung out with. They just laughed at him because of this dumb shit he said. You know, he thought he was just speaking. I thought I was just speaking the truth. They were like, yo, Rochelle, you're retarded. Like, I was like, oh, okay. All right, you know, maybe, you know, instead of people laughing at me, maybe they can laugh at some of the shit I got to say, you know?
Okay, so, like, you know, who are some of the people, like, that, you know, influenced you to be a comedian?
Number one is Eddie Murphy, man. Eddie Murphy is, like, he's one of the comical geniuses of our day that's still around, man. Another guy that actually, the first guy that I saw that I wanted to get on stage and do what he do is dude Tony Roberts. He's a BET comedian, did a couple of shows, did a couple of commercials for Burger King, just an all-around hilarious guy, man. I was like, you know what, I want to be like that guy right there.
Okay. So, you know, when you be doing your, have you been through some travels? Have you done a lot of clubs or any local clubs that we know about?
Well, all local clubs in New York, Caroline's, I've done New Stand Up New York, New York Comedy Club, Broadway Comedy Club, Gotham. I've done the Comic Strip. Yeah, I've hit all the clubs right now. I've hit all the clubs in New York.
So do you feel like, you know, being like black, and do you feel like it's harder for you to be a black comedian to break into the mainstream?
No, it's harder for me to be a funny comedian. You know, it ain't about black. You feel what I'm saying? It's not about black or white. You know, it's are your topics relatable? I could talk about some hood shit and white people just eat that up. And I'm like, whoa, when did you move to Harlem? And it's like, oh, we've been there 6 years. I'm like, all right. You get a pass, motherfucker. You get a pass. But, you know, it's all about if you're funny, man. It ain't black or white. But the whole thing with a black comedian, they got this stereotype that we just going to come out with some hood stuff, you know, blasting nigga all over the mic and shit. And, you know, me, as a black comic myself, I'm trying to break that stereotype. You know, my jokes are universal. They're not just for one crowd. I mean, I got the mixed crowds and I got the black crowds. The black crowd, I don't really have to do material because all the shit that I went through, they probably went through too. Now, it's not, you know, safe for me to assume that, but 90% of the time, it is true.
Now, you know, like, what are some of the subjects that you use for comedy? Do you use your family? Do you use your friends or situations?
I use situations, family. I talk about myself a lot because I've been through, you know, a lot of things in my life. I mean, not like, you know, crazy, you know, stuff like that, but, you know, I talk about, you know, how awkward I was as a kid, how I got teased. I even talk about my cousin. He got a prosthetic leg, and he's autistic. Like, I do shit like that.
Wow.
But
how your family feel about that?
They support me. You know, they support me. They even like, don't talk about me on stage. I'm like, Mama, I'm not going to talk about how you be using the bathroom and leave the door open. I'm not going to talk about that shit, you know? But they were like, look, Rochelle, whatever makes them laugh, that's what you do. Whatever makes them laugh. If shit ain't funny, don't talk about it. If you can get them to laugh at it, by all means, go in.
Have you ever had where somebody got mad at you and was like, yo, why you put me out there like that?
Not seriously enough. They were like, yo, you didn't have to, you know, L on me like that. But, you know, they mostly cool with it. You know, they know I'm not trying to hurt them by putting their business out there. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Comedy is best when the truth is involved. So what I do, I tell the truth, just like Bernie Mac used to do. God rest his soul, one of the funniest comedians of all time. He told the truth when he got on stage. D.L. Hughley tells the truth on stage. I learned from my older peers of how to play this game.
No doubt. Now, let's take Bill Cosby. I want to get your opinion. You know, a lot of times Bill Cosby criticized a lot of, you know, black comedians for their content and some of the stuff that they say. What do you feel about, you know, that, your personal feeling?
Bill Cosby is funny the way he is. That's what his persona is. Richard Pryor was funny the way he was, saying all the curse words, nigga bitch, all that shit. So it's not about the cunt. It's not about, you know, if you're clean or not. It's just about if you're funny to everybody. I look at it like this. Being a comedian is like being a businessman. You gotta be able to sell. You gotta have that pitch. You gotta have that business pitch. Because if your business pitch is off, ain't nobody gonna buy your jokes, man. But when you got that good business pitch, everybody's gonna be like, yo, I like this dude. I like him, man. And you know, it's like Bill Cosby. He's a hilarious guy. Hilarious man. My favorite stand up he ever did was it was some shit in the 90s. I forgot the name. Damn, I forgot it. But anyway, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, he is the way he is, but you know, I respect him. I respect, you know, what he, you know, how he feels about, you know, comedians who do dirty stuff, but I'm all about the laughter. Getting paid for a comedy show or not getting paid? Or getting paid or not getting paid? My payment is the laughter of that amount of people in that space.
Now, do you feel you ready for new movies and all that? Or is that your plan for the future, to be in movies?
Well, yeah, I would like to do some movies, you know. I've done some extra work. I was an extra in the latest Batman movie, which was real cool. It was like three days of shooting, a lot of action, a lot of cutting. It was a cool experience. Also, before that, I had a leading role, well, a leading extra role in a low budget film how do you have a leading extra role? Are you the dude just walking in the background not saying nothing in just every scene? But that's hilarious to me. But yeah, I would definitely, my first thing, I just wanna open up for the big cats, you know. Kevin Hart is one of those guys that I look at that I want to open up for, but I want to open up for the guy that's already been around. Like I said, Tony Roberts, he's the reason why I got on stage. There's a lot of comedians I admired, but there was the one comedian that made me want to get on stage and do it, and that's Tony Roberts. If I can open up for him, I feel like I made it.
Would you just excel from there? Try to host the Apollo? Like, you know, would you do that, host the Apollo, being that you're from Harlem and, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was one time last year, I had hosted the New York City Housing Authority talent show, which they usually put on at the Apollo. But since, you know, costs got so high, you know, they couldn't do it there. So we went to a community center in Red Hook, Brooklyn. But, you know, it got me to thinking, you know, if they had that money and they got me to host at the Apollo, it's like, yo, Rashawn, you doing big things right now. But, you know, definitely, you know, when I come along, you know, in my career, I definitely want to look at hosting the Apollo.
Now, who are some of the people, have you opened up for any big people in your career yet?
Well, no, not really. Mostly like local comedians who have, like, you know, big names in New York. They're not really doing, like, you know, movies and big commercials, but I've opened up for, like, you know, guys that's like been doing it like, you know, 7-8 years, and they get headline spots at Caroline. So those are the guys I'm opening up for.
Okay. Now, do you find do you try to put anything political or today's topics in your comedy? Because some people are political, you know, even though they're funny and they say stuff, but they're still political or they're, you know, real raunchy. Where would you categorize your comedy?
My comedy is funny. That's how I'm a category.
All around funny.
Okay,
huh?
All around funny. I may throw small political jokes in there, but nothing too major, because you don't want to stay on a topic too long that a lot of people have discrepancy with. Politics is one of those, you know, controversial topics, just like religion. I don't do hardly any religion jokes in my sets. You know, I just base it off of, you know, human interaction, you know, social environment, being at a club, being at a bar, being on the subway. You know, those are people, those are things people notice. You know, those are environments that a lot of people are in. If I pinpoint that, you know, the crowd is all mine. They're on my side. You know, I got them laughing all night.
So now the people right now, Beef Stew Radio, like, they wanna hear you go at them right now. You know what I mean? What would you give? What little sample you could give us, like, you know, when we come out to see, you know what I mean? When we come out to see you at Carolines or someplace like that.
All right, this is one of mine right here. Look, I wasn't supposed to tell you this. Did you know they trying to put all the black cartoons on one channel? and give it a name. They want to call the channel Cool Tunes. Yo, that sounds a lot better than Nickelodeon, though. I'll tell you that shit right now.
Wow, that's cool. you definitely, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, off of what I've been hearing, just the conversation, I can tell you're a funny guy, man, you know what I'm saying? No, so you not planning on doing, like, your own DVD or your own, you know, right now, like, guys got DVDs and CDs out and stuff, like, you know, little videos of themselves. Are you planning on putting anything like that out?
Yeah, that's the next thing I'm working on. When I got, you know, good shows, I'll have a videographer there to help, you know, put different clips of me doing different jokes, new jokes, old jokes, and, you know, just to try to, you know, get like a little small biography, video biography of me, you know, telling them about, you know, how I do my comedy and how I'm trying to come up. So, that's all that is. But I don't really have no DVDs. I only got videos on YouTube, but working on trying to build up my website. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell I'm going to call it, but, you know, I'm just going to get a website. But I also produce my own shows. Me and this guy, Joe Alfano, you can look him up. He's on YouTube as well. He and I, we produce a show called The Cocaine Comedy Show. We do it every first Saturday of every month. Our next show is April 6th. It's going to be down here in the East Village on McDougal Street at the Grizzly Pear. April 6th, McDougal Street, Grizzly Pear. And the show, we're going to start it at 7:30. So if you got anybody that wants to come out and check out the show, it's free, no cover charge, no drink minimum. But we do got, you know, they got cheap drinks there. So Blythe is like, yo, how much money you got, man? I put in $20 today. Man, shut your ass up. Just come out to the show, man.
So what's the average day for Rashad Bashir, man? What's the average day for you?
Average day, I work. I'm a toy demonstrator at Times Square Toys R Us. That's how I get paid. That shit is fun, but it makes me hate kids and it shows me how retarded they really are. So I do that in the daytime from about 12 to 8. Then my night starts, I'll do like a few open mics, you know, just to test out my stuff, just to make sure it's still on point. And then, you know, I just go home or I hang out, you know, at a bar or something with some of my comedy buddies until I got to do the whole thing over again.
Like 6 years from now, man, where you see yourself and, you know, what's your plan? Not even 6 years, let's say 3 years from now. What's your plans and where you see yourself?
3 years from now, I plan on, you know, hitting up the colleges, man. Not even 3 years. I'm talking about 3 months, man. I'm trying to make moves. Like, comedy is one of those things that's been in my heart since I was 9 years old. I didn't know how to be funny, but, you know, it just came out of me, you know, when I was in high school. So I was like, you know, Rashad, you know, get a little bit older, you know, wait till you're about 21, 22. So you can do shows and bars and stuff, and they ain't got a card. You'd be like, nah, you can't come in. You're too young. Because there's a lot of young comedians out here. They're funny, but, you know, they're young, so they can't go into a lot of the places. You know, me starting at 22, I had the advantage. I was up and coming. You know, I had a little buzz about me. And, you know, I brought it at every show. I always brought it. I always brought the fun. But, you know, in 3 years, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get on the road at some of the colleges because, you know, they pay well. They pay really well.
So, you know, what would you tell somebody that, you know, they listening and they want to follow your footsteps? What advice could you give a brother, man?
only advice is don't take advice from comedians. If you, my thing is that's what a lot of comedians told me, covered up in these past 2 years. They were like, look, don't take advice from other comedians. If you got something that people laugh at and they laugh at consistently, stick with that. If you got funny ideas, try it out, man. Nobody can crucify you for it. Nobody can hate you for it. It's just not that funny. But you got to build on it. Don't try to do it for a few months and feel like you're not funny and then quit. Nobody is funny in the first 3 months. Unless you like Dave Chappelle at like 18 coming out of the pussy. Like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're doing it like that, then it's like, shit, I don't know. But if you're going to do it, stay consistent, write all the time. Always write. Whatever you see, just write it down. Any interactions you have with people, write it down, man. Something's going to come out of it.
So is there anything that, like, if you want the world to know anything about you, man, what is it that you want to tell the world right now about you?
One thing I want to tell the world, hey, man, I'm glad y'all laughed at me. I'm glad y'all remember me. That's basically it, man.
So, is any places that, you know, how can we keep up with you, and any other places where you told us where you're going to be at, up and coming? Is there any more places that you want the people out there to know that you're going to be at, and how we keep up with you online and all that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can type my name in, Rashad Bashir, on Facebook. I got a Twitter account at comical_Aries23. That's where I put my bulletins at. I let everybody know, you know, what the price is for the show. My YouTube channel is rbashir23. So check out my YouTube channel. I got all my videos on there. And yeah, man, get at me. You know, shoot me a line. You know, just, you know, hey, where's your next show at? I'll let you know. If the price is right, yo, show up.
No doubt, no doubt. So you got any shout-outs you want to get anybody out there, man, before we break out?
Oh, yeah, shout out to my man, Real Saddam, for putting me on right now. Real Saddam, my man. Yeah, I worked with him. I was a caretaker for houses. I did that janitor shit, you know. It was good
too, man.
Funny,
don't
but,
feel bad. I was a caretaker for housing, too, man. Don't feel bad.
Oh, man, where you worked at?
I worked in many. I worked in the borough. I worked in Jacob Reese. I did 18 years with the House Authority, bro.
Oh, man, I was in Isaac Holmes.
Oh, I've been there before.
Big-head motherfucker. I don't know if he's listening. He cannot.
Isaac Holmes was
worst.
Always known for the sucker supervisor.
Oh, my God. I'm that's what really made me want to do comedy. I'm like, fuck that shit.
My homegirl Sanchez, she was down there.
Oh, yeah, Sanchez, real lovely lady. You know, she was, you know, she's tough as shit, man. For a little person, she know how to fight. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sanchez, she cut them bags in like 5 minutes. He's like, God damn.
Be like 3 feet something, right?
You leave, come back, she's sitting on the bag filing her nails. We like, God damn.
Yeah, but shout out
to my man Brian Cobbs, a.k.a. Real Saddam, man.
No doubt, man. But fam, man, it's been a pleasure having you on, man. Make sure, man, I'm going to come out and see you too sometime, man. I'm going to bring the cameras out and film you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Much appreciated.
All right. And anytime you got some stuff coming out, man, make sure you get at us, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Same time. All right, man.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. We out, man. Let's do it.
Another Tuesday afternoon. Stoned on the couch, nothing to do. Another day, I can't be wasted. But from 9 to 5, I still gotta get faded. Pick up my phone, somebody.
Okay. Now that everybody got their drinks and everybody ready to get it popping on the dance floor, y'all know what to do. Hampton Bird, Alexander Brown, Bustle Buck, Sonny. If y'all ready, let's
dance around.
I'm actually in Canada right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm up north right now making my call from up here. You know what I'm saying? But what's good with you, fam?
Nothing, man. Just trying to make moves, man. Trying to catch up with you. I heard you got big things going on, man. You know what I'm saying? We want to talk to you about that. Excuse me if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, like we actually just finished dropping our new mixtape. Big ups to my business partner, Jay Thaddeus. We just finished dropping a new mixtape called Championship Music, which is available on datpiff.com. The project is actually hosted by Shady Records DJ Young Mace, and it includes features on there from Mad Chow, who actually was one of the first Canadian hip-hop artists to go platinum up here. So he has a big name for himself. And actually on that project, we got, you know, it's like 16 tracks on there. And so far we've released like 11 music videos off of that project. So we, you know, we definitely working hard trying to get it in hard with the media. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. And I definitely, you know, see that you're making major moves out there in Canada. And how's that, man, to be coming from the United States and to go out there and to make and to be a major part of the hip hop scene out there, and making a big statement? How does that feel?
Well, you know, it's not surprising because everything is going as planned. You know what I mean? But it's definitely, you know, being able to come here, and, you know, usually wherever you go, you know, you want to be able to create a buzz for yourself. So to be able to come here, come to Canada, come to a place where maybe, you know, I'm out in Alberta. So in Alberta, you know, in the past, you know, the hip hop scene maybe hadn't been as strong, but as now it's like really, really, you know, picking up real strong. Got a lot of unity going on. So, you know, I'm real proud to be part of the whole movement and everything that's going on, you know, up here in Canada as well as back in the States. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. And what was like? What was it that made you decide to go out there? You know what I'm saying? For, as opposed to stay in H-Town and make the movement from there.
Well, actually, when I was playing. You know, I was born and raised back in Texas. I played college football. So I played ball down in Tyler. I'm from Waco, Texas. So whenever I am in Texas, I spend a lot of the time, you know, in Houston, but a lot of the time in Waco. And so my brother was playing, you know, football up in Canada. So, you know, when I stopped playing football, you know, he asked me to come up here. So I came up, you know, for you know, a visit because I hadn't seen him in like 5 years. So I came up for a visit. And then, you know, when I came up here, you know, my brother, you know, he had his grills and everything. So people was really feeling his grills. So we started, I brought the whole, like doing the gold grills, you know what I'm saying, business up here. And we just started grilling out, you know what I'm saying, all of Canada, you know what I mean? And so, you know, yeah. And then, you know, up here, you know, we actually started off in, you know, working for Gold Teeth USA, which is based out of New York, I believe. And so, you know, I do the dental molds. So I would do the dental molds, send everything back to New York, get everything done up. But then, you know, one of my little homies, he actually decided to go to school to learn how to be a jeweler. So he went and did that. And by him doing that, that was like a major move. So by doing that, you know, we able to melt down our gold and customize jewelry for everybody. So that right there, you know, that was one of the first reasons why we came here. Now through us doing the grills, we started putting on local shows, local hip hop shows, and we would, you know, be there on our grind, you know, having the book so people can write down their email addresses and all of that, have our catalogs there. And so, you know, we were showcasing the artists. So then I just started hopping up in the mix, you know, with the artists, and then, you know, the movement got bigger. I started, you know, putting on bigger shows because I'm also a event coordinator as well, and I put on some of the big shows that go on in the city. So it's just so many opportunities just kept coming and kept coming, you know. So I ended up, you know, just staying, you know, staying longer, you know, and just, you know, making this one of my homes, you know, and just getting into work up here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. Now, if you had to say it was any difference between the hip-hop scene in the States and the hip-hop scene up there, what would you say it is?
Well, you know, really, you know, back at the crib, you know what I'm saying, you know, and in America, you know what I'm saying, like jumping out, hopping out, you know, at your car, selling your CDs, you know what I'm saying, that was one of the biggest things, because back when I'm in Texas, you know, you just go get your van wrapped, get your album covers on it, and you just go to all the big event, you know, in the big events in different cities, and you know what I'm saying, you just hop out, just bang out your CDs, and you just do that all day, every day. But up here, you really got to, because since it's so cold up here, you know, you can't really be outside grinding like that. So you really got to try to find other ways to move units. And I'm not talking about like online units, but hard copies, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as an independent artist, you know, when you out there on the block and you out there selling them CDs, you know, you end up, you know, making quite a bit of cash, you know what I'm saying, when you're out there grinding, yo, because you get the full, you know, the full 100% of every CD that you sell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt. So now you have a lot of artists out there that you're working with yourself?
Yeah. We actually, big ups to the World Wise Movement. You know, we, with the World Wise Movement, you know, we've been able to link and, you know, collab with artists all over. So, you know, it's been a pleasure doing work with yourself, you know what I'm saying? As well as, you know, a lot of artists in Texas, California, you know, Florida, Kentucky, and you know, and all over Canada. You know, we just collabing and just getting it in. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. So, yeah. Who are some of the people who influenced you? Like, and because you being that you get did some of the screw music,
anything like that. Well, you know, said off top, you gotta say Pac off top. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who don't love Pac? You know what I'm talking about? But then I love the hustle and the grind of innovators like you know what I'm saying, like a P Diddy, like your Master P. I love some Master P and 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? All those guys who have made major. I love the entrepreneur, a businessman slash entertainer is who I admire. You know what I mean? And that's what I, you know, strive to make those type moves in the near future. You know.
No doubt. Now, if somebody was to ask, you know, Cash Bradshaw, what you bringing different to the game? Like, what you bringing different to hip hop? What would you tell them?
Well, you know what I'm saying. You know, like. I would have to say, you know, I'm a videographer, so I shoot the music videos as well as being an artist. But, you know, I just love to just, you know, take a beat and just try to represent all the different, you know what I'm saying, emotions in man, you know what I'm saying, not just one, you know, one emotion, but all the different emotions. So I'm always trying to make different types of songs for that fit, you know, different stories, different subjects, you know what I mean, and trying to be as diverse as possible. And, you know, and you know, writing, you know, for all the young artists out there, you know, and, you know, you got to continue to write every day because, you know, writing is a skill that's just like going to the gym, you know what I mean, working on that jumper. So you got to get up in there. You got to keep pimping that pen, you know what I'm talking about, every single day to sharpen that skill. And that's what's up. Work that muscle.
Now, who are some of the cats that you worked with in the past?
Okay, well, in the past, I have I worked with like I mentioned before, Mad Chow from Swollen Members. I've also, you know, worked with cats like Young Cass, who was actually one of the new members of the Onyx. If you remember Onyx, Fredro Starr, and those guys. Yeah. He's actually one of the newer members there. He's actually from Sacramento, California, but he spends a lot of time up here in Canada. So we do quite a bit of work. My man Johnny Rorick, he actually the cat was out in he was out in L.A. for a while. If you remember Raven Simone back in the day, Raven Simone, they actually had a song together with a music video. I can't remember the name of the song, but I actually worked with him. I actually just finished shooting him a music video. There's an artist, Noel Osborne, who actually he has a distribution through Universal, and I actually worked with him. I actually shot his music video just probably about 3 or 4 months ago. I directed it and edited and all that type of stuff. So you know, so we always working, looking to make that list grow bigger and bigger, you know what I'm saying, every day.
Like, on the flip side, who are some of the people out there that you would like to work with?
Oh, man, shoot, man, I want to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't mind, you know, doing some with Drake, you know what I'm saying? You know, definitely, I'm looking at some of these young cats that's really just bringing in this new hip hop. Kendrick Lamar, I wouldn't mind doing something with Kendrick. You know, ASAP is bringing it. You know what I'm saying? So just any artist that's out there working hard to make a name for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I love to collab with.
Now we had got a couple of your joints, but my man couldn't program the two of them. So you know we're gonna bump them tomorrow. But we got one of them, the 12 free joint. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Which joint is that?
I think it says 12 Free. That's what my man got. He got
B12. Oh, yeah. Track number 12. Yeah, it's called Free. Yeah, the song is called Free. And that's actually, you know, the video is actually online. So if you just put in Cash Bradshaw, you can actually go to my website, cashbradshaw.com, and check that out.
Now, what was the inspiration behind you writing that whole song right there?
Well, you know, the song Free is just a song that's just about, you know, that, you know, we as much as we think that we free, you know what I'm saying, it seems that we still are being held down by, like, invisible chains. So it's just a song that's just about, you know, coming together as a, you know, and And it has a little revolution to it, you know what I'm saying? Got a little knowledge to it, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff, you know? It's more of a conscious rap type of song.
All right. No
yeah.
doubt. We got
yeah.
Cass Bradshaw in the building, baby. Beef
For
Stew
sure.
Radio DJ Big Stew. We're going to play this joint free, and we're going to come back and keep kicking it with the homie. Stay tuned, man. Let's do this.
Yo. Oh, no entertainment is in the building. The Lord for my squad. Us niggas stay mobbing. For the cheddar loot, us niggas stay thriving. Worst to perpetuate time through my rollie, baby. Gucci clear lenses. 2020 vision. I chose to be a revolutionist. Visionary representing more than hip hop. Mankind, perhaps humanity for 80. But I got a feeling that God ain't have nothing to do with this one. Another one of man experiments. And I can still hear the voices in my mind. When my cousin died, so many years. Remember it like yesterday, catch myself dazing, reminiscing, thankful that the memories never fade, and dreams seem to be the only thing to keep me sane, yo, the weight of the world, so heavy on my back, I wanna be free, but I can't give up yet, and I just wanna be free, you heard me, to kick it, yo, don't let the masses fool you, yo, you see, because they'll have you to believe that you in the land of the free. We free, freedom is free to roam, no borderline in sight. So I can see the finish line, I'm focused on the prize. God's most prized possession is the people. So love yourself first as an individual. Then share love amongst the people. You and I, T.Y. through the music, art and the entertainment. Big up to all the MCs, present day, those before, and the ones that have come after me. This movement is lifetime, I chose to love them all. With open arms and a forgiving heart.
M4 format, so my man didn't get time to, you know, to put them in M3.
Convert,
we gonna,
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go convert them and play them joints tomorrow, but I wanted to play that Hustlers joint today. That joint right there is real crack, too.
Yeah. That's one of my little partners out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He actually played ball up here for the professional team up here. And so, yeah, that's his new single that he's pushing down there up here. And he spends a lot of time in Atlanta and Florida. So that's one of his main singles that he's pushing right now. So big ups to my man Willie Snipes and all my peoples back down in Fort Lauderdale.
No doubt. So you still be balling? Like, it sound like you still keeping in shape and still, you know, keeping up with the ball.
No. Like football, now I'm pretty much, I've been done with it with football. I actually hurt my Achilles last January. So I had Redman. I brought Redman down, and then I hurt myself. So I couldn't even perform in my own show. You know what I'm saying? So after that, I was like, you know what? I ain't trying to make it to the league in this right here. We trying to do it in this music. So let me just stick to that. You know what I'm saying?
So you really just stopped like just last January, just not too long ago then, right? Really?
Well, that was basketball. I hurt myself playing basketball in the gym.
Okay.
But yeah. But I've been done with football. I retired from football in like 05, 06, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, where you feel hip-hop is at right now, man? You know, they got crazy shit going on YouTube. Niggas is fighting, Twitter beefs, all that, you know. Hip hop, do you feel it's going in a good place? Do you feel it's going in a great place? And what would you change about it?
Well, I think that you know what I'm saying, we just gotta get back to that real hip hop. You know, everything goes around in a full circle. Right now it's going through some bullshit. But I think the future is bright because, you know, you got a lot of artists out there like myself and yourself that bring nothing but that real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's what the game is missing. And here soon it's gonna get more than enough of that real hip hop, and we'll get it back to them glory days. You heard me?
No doubt. So
yeah.
Like 3 years from now, man, you know, what's your plans?
Well, shoot, man, 3 years from now, man, I mean, we out here working, and we got stuff that we working on now. So, you know, I mean, in 3 years, man, I plan to be able to be helping others out, of being able to create more jobs, you know, creating, you know, helping artists, you know, get to where they're trying to get, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, as long as I can continue to help people and help other people get to where they're going, then I can't help but be successful for myself, because then I would have surrounded myself with successful people.
No doubt. Yeah. Now, like, we always ask this question right here, like, what's like an average day for Cash Bradshaw? Like, what's a typical average day for the kid?
Man, you know, like I was actually video editing right before I called you up for the interview. But I'm usually video editing, man, every single day. I'm shooting videos for myself, my team. A lot of people in the city are all coming to me, you know, getting their videos and everything for me. So, you know, I'm also you know, I do a lot of talent booking and buy talent. So, you know, I got the Slaughterhouse that we're working on right now. That's probably going to be in May 29th up here in Canada. So I got Slaughterhouse. I'm probably going to make that my CD release party or something like that for the new joint that we Championship Music that we dropped on Dat Piff. So, you know, every day, man, we just working. I'm always out here networking, you know, and just trying to continue to build. We just building every single day, networking.
So you got an album that you are working on in the future that we should be looking for?
Yeah, most definitely. I actually already finished up. I finished up my solo mixtape or my solo project last year, but we're still promoting our joint venture, me and my business partner. So we're both looking at dropping solo projects in the summertime. So my project is called Say It's Not True, and I've already shot like 3 videos for it, but those I just be stockpiling stuff. You heard me? So I released one little video just so people can see I got some solo stuff coming out, but I'm just stockpiling those videos, and we're gonna hit them up real hard here soon. And my business partner Jay Thaddeus, he has a new project coming out that's called My Best Is Yet to Come. So we both out here just working, you know.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you something, Chastity, you're asking me. I feel good to finally get a chance to ask this. You do so much stuff. How you do it with wearing, how do you get through the day with wearing so many different hats?
Well, it's just, just you got to be motivated, man. You got to, and you can't stop dreaming, you know. And you know, like last year, my pops, rest in peace, he passed away, and so you know, after he passed, you know, I did take about a good, I don't know, about a month and a half, 2 months off, and I just chilled, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't motivated at all, but once you know, my mama told me, she said, hey man, you know, he would want you to be out there, you know, grinding and getting it in. So you know, the motivation just slowly come back. And then as it came back, it just came back even more stronger. You heard me? So so it ain't nothing to it but to do it, you know?
No doubt. Mm-hmm. How can the people stay up with you, man, and follow you up, man, and keep up with the kid?
Oh man, they can just my Twitter is Cash Bradshaw. And for those who don't know, Cash Bradshaw, that's my government name, so that is my real name, Cash Bradshaw. So you can catch me on Instagram at Cash Bradshaw. My website is CashBradshaw.com. And, if you go to YouTube, Cash Flow Texas Boy.
Now, what's the word of advice that you could give cats out there that's listening and want to, you know, do something like you did, the travels, you know, pack up, just do something that, you know, you that inspiration of that it could be done. What advice would you give them?
Well, I had to tell a man to never stop dreaming, you know what I'm saying, and don't let nobody discourage you on your goals, you know what I'm saying? If you got a vision, you follow your vision. You know what I'm saying? You don't let nobody tell you otherwise. You know what I'm saying? And also, at some point, you got to start putting yourself first. You know what I'm saying? Like after you can help people for so long, but you gotta also help yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Help yourself. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt, fam. Yo, I want to thank you for being on the show, man. You know,
Thank you for having me on the show, and big ups to everybody that tuned in. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. We're definitely gonna go out with the joint free one more time, because we don't got the
numbers,
but we will be playing them tomorrow. So make sure y'all tune in. But once again, man, we want to thank Cash Bradshaw for stopping in all the way from Canada, you know, way up there.
Yes, sir.
So let's do it, man. And we definitely got
your salute.
Got your back here, man. And make sure you send us them joints, man. Keep sending us them joints.
For sure. For sure. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
All right. Let's do it.
Yo, Oh No Entertainment is in the building. I thank the Lord for my squad. Us niggas stay mobbing. For the cheddar loot, us niggas stay thriving. Worship perpetuate time through my rollie, baby. Gucci clear lenses, 2020 vision. I chose to be a revolutionist. Visionary representing more than hip hop. Mankind, perhaps humanity for 80. But I got a feeling that God ain't have nothing to do with this one. Another one of men experiments. And I can still hear the voices in my mind. When my cousin died so many years ago, remember it like yesterday. Catch myself dazing, reminiscing, thankful that the memories never fade. And dreams seem to be the only thing to keep me sane. Yo, the weight of the world so heavy on my back. I wanna be free, but I can't give up yet. And I just wanna be. And telling us we free. Freedom is free to roam, no borderline in sight. So I can see the finish line. I'm focused on the prize. God's most prized possession is the people. So love yourself first as an individual. Then share love amongst the people. You and I, T.Y. through the music, art and the entertainment. Big ups to all the MCs. Present day, those before, and the ones that have come after me. This movement is lifetime. I chose to love them all with open arms and a forgiving heart. World, now tell me that you love me back, and I just wanna be free.
you feel that way, then this third verse is dedicated to you. Yo. And I just wanna be free. Is that too much to ask? She on my telly telling me no. I'm kinda hurt, I'm hanging up. Stress I don't want in my life. I wanna be smooth sailing. Yo, I'm in control of my life. Watching the world just like a television. And now that I'm older, I see it in high definition. Open ears, you hearing me, you listening? Process of elimination. Deleted many contacts. In fact, I felt they were holding me back. So I had to fall back. And yes, take it personal. Cause truth say personally. Your whole persona clashes with my personality. So play your baby and play your haters. Have no position in my interior. But from the exterior, we hitting behind the limo tent. Created diversions, got them asking which way we went. Been away from Texas to the worldwide. Canada, I reside in the limelight. And you know I'm shining bright. The more gracious, the more crazy that I become. I love you, world. Now tell me that you love me back.
A good swimmer. I smell dinner. What's that? I I come back. It's in my chromosome. Tell them dudes that it's over, homes. I ain't gonna want them. Either you eating with me or me on them. Spit with me or I spit on them. You gon' respect what the fuck is going on. I'm coming for mine. You should see me when it's gone. You know what I do. Nigga, you see me get it on. Never get it wrong. It's like 2 plus 2. You can never see me, nigga. You plus who? You can make a list. You can make a wish. Even on your birthday, it'd be the worst day per se. But it's actually the last. It's special lad, nigga. Time to go to class. Tell them dudes it's a rap for that ass.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to Philadelphia.
Money off the radar. Niggas know me, Rob CKA, y'all. Dipping in the Lambo, the coke in the handhold. Guns in the trunk, boy, feeling like Rambo. Friend and get your cap hit. You might do a backflip. That'll throw the burner to your lips like chapstick. I'm a bastard, fuck it, I cause havoc. Cause so many bodies, my investments is caskets. But I'm still stuck in the peas, moving them keys. Winning, getting the sheaths, I need a crib in Belize. Burning sour by the leaves. 100,000 on the sleeves. I done spent another 10 on belt buckle with the G's. Where I'm from, you need skis. We fucking with dope mountains. Whole team eating, these niggas is dope counting. Crazy how I built my team like Joe Bowden. Locking corners down like Dion with the Falcons.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to jail.
Leader, K.A.R. Even if you never heard of the God, I murder your squad. I know they wonder how I murder these bars. I'm in your crib like OJ and murder your broad. I lead a courtroom happy, no perjury charge. And I'm the head of you niggas, I'm on top. You know I'm straight dead in you niggas, I'm getting guap. And I level you niggas, I got the Glock. I stay away from federal niggas, they being watched. I'm in your house like forensics. And all you niggas useless, appendix. When it rains, I'ma bag the wet. I spit fire like the motherfucking bad for men. We in hell, it's hard to get past it. Dog, I'm out of this world, I sweat acid. Nothing but big weight when I flip. Posted up with that Bill Gates on the strip.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to Philadelphia. I want to prison.
Thank you. Raising your baby.
Let's back.
Let's back.
Open lock.
Let's back. day shit hard for a real nigga. Do it all, better remain real nigga. Back then we ain't know about doing life. And you still A, moving weed away. Trip got a little Haiti for the blue band. Lord knows cloud nine had me on my ass. Y'all we had a nigga on some other shit. Nowadays niggas got you smoking other shit. Had the Grand Prix cause she had a little brother. Swear nigga D, everything just a fucker. Raw dog, damn I should've had a brother. Chevy out the shop now, lean blue, hammers with the get down. Pumped up, got the colors on white wall. Hot damn boy, real nigga had a ball. RP saying, see you in heaven last. Know y'all looking down, still got a nigga bad. This here for the old school, put the sets up, now where the hood at?
Crazy legs right there. Remember that?
Amazing, amazing, amazing. regular. I think I'm Benzino. It's so spectacular. Living legacy, no other option. You ain't my pedigree, nigga, so stop talking. Now you thinking that you my enemy. Hopefully you remember me. Niggas who they might not help them find it on they lap. We don't leave you where you at. You laying up at the Regency. It's such a scenery. I'm doing business while these bitches trying to scream at me. I'm with my partners, we looking for some providers. We got some choppers, just handle the business.
Remember, hold it,
remember,
inside the room, you know what to do. If you wanna win, it's up to you. Gotta go hard, gotta go hard.
Got the stick, Honda, two door, talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno, from left at the beach, with Poppy, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock, he ice skate like, we play hot, everything great, attitude cocky, it's all laid out, Apollo rock, in and out of state, move like a trucker, ask about him, he a wild motherfucker, New York snowman, he's so frosty, that's your bro, get it off ball, we at the ball, this is sauce, team full of killers, don't ever cross me, niggas wanna toss me off and soft, cause I'm in the bins of 640 coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, gon' get them all. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Pop, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-class. Or the manual, I pull off in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
They got the street on lock.
The street on lock.
It's the Block Club DJ. CJ, 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 CJ.
I bet you're wondering how I knew. Baby, 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 about your plans to make me blue.
Yeah, yeah, you know who it is, the D-Block General Show with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat.
Between the two of us, girl, I know I love you more. I must say, when I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? And I'm just about to lose my mind. Oh, yes, I am.
I know how you feel. Crucial decisions to make.
Block club DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them wrong and special. Been all around the world. Been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seems to have something I want. Ooh, I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think come true. Tell me what this wrong means to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good. I love you, but I love her. And her too. They all could be the ones. So how can I be one?
When I love the most.
Nothing I can do, give me this. If only she could dress like you. If you could walk the way she does, ooh, 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 ooh. I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think come true, tell me what this problem is to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good, I love you, but I love her, and her too. They all could be the ones. So how can I be one?
I see you, ma. Don't be smiling at me. I got a habit now, what I'm gonna do. I gotta have her, but I want her too. So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions, like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire. I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire bit them. I scoop them, hit them, and dip them, turn them into honey dip. The money get it. What the ladies be calling us, acting like they ignoring us. Really, they be on all of us. And all of us, we can take a flight. You and her, and we can make it right.
I love her, I love you, but I love her, and her too. We all could be the ones. So how can I be one? I love you, I love her, and her too. We all could be the ones. So how can I be the
Black, black.
Club DJ.
Night. I got some music going down, down.
We ain't gonna me now, get at me if you want more. Put a fucking hole up in your back, so what's the front for? Come on, baby, we some noise makers. Catching niggas with bricks and ammo. Dagger coming to Las Vegas. Latest, wanted dead or alive. But mad niggas hit this, but ain't a motherfucker come to get this. Witness, what's unheard of? Cold blooded murder. This hot shit don't have you smelling like a fucking burger. In the cell, from the 12 is all it takes to make a nigga spin like tight. Hit the ball, you call for help, but ain't none coming. The admin's going to the robbery and gun running. And when I'm done,
I pullin' out the cane, and let me see how you act for a stack. Drop it low wanna dip in your back and let me see what you could do. She say if she bend it over, it'll be a full moon. I told her to bend it over, let me see that full moon. Like the boom, 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 whole club on doom. Shake it like you tryna break it, ain't no sense in losing. You know me, I do it big, by the bar, tell them G. Soon as we walk in the door, we go straight to the dance floor. Get it pop, she bustin' it wide open and shaking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on the floor.
Then show the real style. cigarette. Every night you're soaking with his yard.
Tonight. take your order. And you can have it your way.
Malak Club DJ.
If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, take your time, but fill your order. I can never charge you for me, caution, caution, cause the play is hot, and I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink.
Come on. Yeah.
I get it. Talk to me, girl.
What? Oh, yeah.
Is that all you got to say?
DJ Big.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Big.
I get it.
You're rubbing me the wrong way.
I get
it. People, let's move
back. Oh, yeah.
But I don't get no word you say.
I get it.
Shut up, your chatter.
Oh, yeah.
And all I hear is,
they got the street for it. The street for one lock. It's the Block Club DJ. DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Your life, but love can break your heart. Up and down,
Absolutely. Say it again, y'all.